When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Drug Mayo yesterday. That's what Curtis was alluding to on the show on a Mayo Monday, but it is a Thai Tuesday, and Thai Law is brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right at the 110 Grill. And Ty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing, man?
Great. I was wondering if Bill Belichick ever took you to the Ground Round, the restaurant chain.
No. Hell, they still got a Ground Round around here?
It's coming back. It's making a comeback. And so apparently he took Rodney Harrison there on his free agent visit. So I was wondering if it was Bill's go-to when it came to restaurants. But he didn't take you there.
No, I did that. No, I might have. It took me to Ground Round on a free agent visit. I might have had to think twice whether I'm coming here. Damn, at least go out there and get a nice meal. Damn, that's letting me know right now what we're negotiating with.
Well, they're saving all the money for you to pay you. That's why they take you to the Ground Round. They want to have more money to give you in your contract.
Yeah, that's damn sure how I felt when I got drafted up here, though, when they put me up at the end zone. I'm like, damn, I done got drafted right back to Aliquippa.
Well, there weren't many options other than the end zone motel that were in the area. I mean, things have changed a little bit. They have
those. Yeah, but hey Greg, I would have, I mean, at the time, I would have stayed 20 minutes away. I mean, damn. Yeah. But end zone, man, and they ended up living there for 6 months. Thanks to some people out there that didn't want to get out the house. Scott Zolak.
And the end zone was a dump.
All right. Well,
oh, man, they had some good ass wings, though.
So listen, big win for these guys. A domineering win for these guys over the Bears on Sunday.
I mean, it was a great win, and a 9 sacks. You know, when you talk about domineering and all that, I mean, it was, let's call it what it was. It was two bad teams, and who's going to play the best football of the two bad teams right now? I mean, we got a lot to, like I said, look forward to, but right now, people paying for their job, Wiggy. See, they're going to be back at training camp next year, man. let's keep it a buck.
So keep it real, as Wiggy would say, no cap. This is not something to get overly excited about.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, I think anytime you win, because everyone's out there working hard, don't get me wrong. I mean, they're professionals. You got pride. You practice hard. You want to win. But 9 sacks, great. I mean, Gerard Mayo, he threw everything but the kitchen sink at him. I mean, 9 sacks is amazing. But let's just look at who you're playing. You know what I mean? Do that against a formidable team, and you can get more excited about it. But it was just the best thing about that day when people traveled to the game, it was beautiful weather in Chicago.
Ty, that's one of the things that we were all talking about in here. Courtney had, you know, I think your opinion is that this team could make the playoffs. They could go 6-1. I thought that they're not going to really get true respect until they beat the Cardinals in Arizona or in Buffalo week 15 or 16.
Now that's saying something. You know what you're working with. I mean, what guys are going to be around for the future, but you have to win a game of substance. Somebody with a better record, a better team, not a rookie quarterback, even though we have a rookie quarterback. You know, you got to put a stamp on it somewhere. And Chicago just said it, so I'm not getting that excited about it. I'm happy for the win, but but I'm not that excited. When you look at the team and look at the game and the future, I mean, that's not telling me anything, this game right here. It's really not.
So, Ty, you don't want to buy into, like, Keon White after the game was asked what was clicking for the defense, and he said, we're a bunch of young guys, we've faced injuries, and we finally figured out how to play with each other, so that's what you're witnessing now? Like, you can't, that's an optimistic way to look at this team.
They got it together now, huh? For Chicago. We injuries, everybody's back, now we're clicking. Man, do it next week. You can't say that off of one game like that with 9 seconds. I mean, but I get it. You're supposed to, you know, to rile the team up and what you say, but come on, man. I mean, I don't think you just figured it out just now versus Chicago. Like I said, do that against Buffalo or Ravens or Kansas City. Do that against somebody like that, then you can, you know, talk like that.
The easy games are ahead of them. I mean, Wiggy brings up two difficult ones, but the next three are winnable. So if they beat the Rams this weekend, would that make you feel a bit differently that maybe they figured it out?
Who did the Rams just lose to?
The Miami. Dolphins, yeah, last Miami. Night. Well, it's a short week for them. They've got
thank
to fly
you.
Across the country. Yeah.
thank you. I mean, is the Rams, is anybody talking about them doing anything special? I mean, they got beat by the Dolphins, who is not a very good team, you know, either. And like I said, I'm not trying to rain on no parade. I'm just saying, let's be realistic. Now, if they got three games, winnable games, hopefully they win them. I want them to win because no matter what, I always go with the Patriots, even though it's a dumb bet, but you got to go with your team. You know, nothing major. I ain't bet no real money out there. I ain't going to do that. But you a friendly bet with your friends or somebody that played for that team, no quick little $100 or something, man. I still want them to go 500. I got more money than going 500. Tell you that, which I don't know if that's going to happen.
Ty, I think the biggest thing for us here is our focus is, or at least for me, is the offseason. And do you think Robert Kraft really opens up his checkbook this offseason to allow them to go after free agents, to potentially go after a guy that they trade for and then sign to a long-term deal? Do you think Robert is kind of under pressure to do that this offseason now that, you know, the team has struggled and Bill will have been gone for a year?
I think it is going to put some pressure on Mr. Kraft to, you know, open it up a little bit. But now it's going to be more attractive, too, because you have a quarterback. You know, it's like you don't have some stability at quarterback, so you might be able to get one of these free agents in here, but it's still going to cost you. You know, before you had the luxury of, hey, we're winning, and a free agent to come in and take less money to be a part of the Patriots culture and a part of the team with a chance to win a championship. Right now, you got to get guys that you got to pay them. You know, I mean, those guys are not around. People are about getting paid, so he's going to have to pay guys to come in. Right now, until he gets the culture, you're gonna have to pay top dollar, and that's just what it is. Think about it as a free agent. We love New England. We've been here, but most people that haven't been here out of country, all they think of is cold. It's cold in New England. Tom Brady, they got the championships, but who's coming up here? There's not a vacation place in the wintertime. So people think about that in free agency. You know that, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, if I go here tax free, this one got less taxes. I'm gonna save some money. Hey, I'm going to go up there and lose? No. You come to New England right now with the team that's assembled, you got to pay. You got to pay to play. That's just what it is.
Yeah, that's what Greg says to Ken. I would say, Ty, I watched the Chiefs. They're undefeated. That was a crazy way to pull out that win with the blocked field goal. How many Super Bowls, in your mind, does Mahomes need before he can legitimately argue that he's the greatest?
I think he's going to need... For him to be in the conversation with Tom, he's gonna have to. Five is when the conversation is starting because, you know, no one else has that. You know, everything else was the four. We talk about the Joe Montanas. He's four, right? Who was the Steelers? They got four.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bradshaw.
Seven. He's
yeah,
so
Bradshaw.
Far out there.
Yeah,
Bradshaw. Four. I know he's not in that conversation, but he still got four Super Bowls. But you got to get there. You got to jump Joe Montana first, you know what I mean, to be in that conversation. Tom's in a whole nother stratosphere. Now, if you get, you know, seven or more, okay, now you earn that, but it's, you got to play long enough to do so. You know what I mean? And it might be one of those type of things. He's doing so much in the short part of his career that people are going to, you know, say he did more in less time, you know, as far as getting that. But if you don't get seven of them and you can't put in a string as long as Tom Brady has, I don't see it happening. But five, I think, is the magic number to where you can at least start having a conversation.
Shime has Joe Montana 75th on his top 100 all-time quarterback.
Yeah. Damn right.
Right behind Elvis Gerback.
The worst.
What?
He doesn't even have...
What's the explanation for that, Shime?
I just think he's overrated. He was on a really, really talented team. It's just like Bradshaw. Nobody talks about Bradshaw in the top five quarterbacks of all time. He won four titles. I think it's very similar with Joe Montana.
No, come on. That's Joe. I mean... Who the greatest of all time wanted to be Joe Montana? Come on, man. I mean, he ain't.
That's just because he grew up in San Francisco.
That should tell you something right there. That should tell you something right there. Come on, man. That's Joe Montana, bro. I mean, like I said, he got to get past that first. But Tom Brady, this is about seven and the way he did it and then to leave. And then it's always going to be, to me,
mm-hmm.
what happened when young Patrick Mahomes was playing old Tom Brady? Head up.
Yep.
Well, when it matter.
Head to head. So Tom Brady wins.
And guess what? And you can't come back from that. When you played head up, Tom, you're supposed to be the new young gun, but Tom was still there and he beat your head up. So I mean, Tom is always gonna have an argument, but I get it. Patrick Mahomes is absolutely incredible. And if anybody can be in the conversation with Tom Brady, it's him. But he has to win. He got to win a couple more.
Well, if he wins this year, that'll be a three-peat. That'll be four for him.
Right.
Four for him in his career.
Right.
And he's only 27 or 28 years old. So if he realistically plays another 10 years, he's probably going to catch Brady passing yards and all the statistics. The question is,
Do they seem the lock this year that they have been in other years? No.
He'll be 30 next year.
Oh, 30 next year?
And this is unbelievable. But what made Brady stand alone is so many great quarterbacks have had, or five or six, have had that one 10-year run. What Brady did that has never been done is have a second 10-year run 10 years later that was more impressive than the first.
Right. But does Mahomes not need a 10-year gap? See, that might be the difference, right? Remember, Brady went 10 years without not winning a Super Bowl, where Mahomes, let's say they win this year, he might not need that 10-year gap because he might, for the next 5, 6, 7 years, be in it, right? He's 30 years old. Let's say he plays he said that he wants to play till he's 40. Let's say he plays till 38. For the next 8 years, he might not have that gap of missing the Super Bowl.
His last 2 years, 2023 and 2024, his passer rating has been under 93. He's gone down precipitously from 2022, and he's only 29. Obviously, the team's great. The national conversation on Mahomes, if he were on the Patriots, would be what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. They would be like, he's struggling.
12 touchdowns, 9 picks? What the hell?
He's having a bad year.
Right.
Go ahead, wait.
No, I was just going to say, it really comes down to winning Super Bowls, you know, because that's the most important thing. And if he wins another Super Bowl,
people won't
care how many touchdowns he's thrown, especially if he has, like, a great playoffs.
I mean, you're right about that, but look how many Tom went to as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about, you know, he was in there every year, every other year. You got to take that into consideration, even though, you know, the ones that he lost, he was still there, so... I still think, you know, Patrick Mahomes has a ways to go. If he gets this fourth one, okay, now you reach to where other people have reached already. Like I said, you got Bradshaw, you have Montana. It's been done before. It's not something we haven't seen. And with Tom Brady, of course. Now, can you get to five? I think five is the number to where you say, okay, now he can start being in the conversation like that. And then can he play long enough? It's kind of like the LeBron and the Michael Jordan comparison. You know, LeBron is playing long enough to where he can make that damn argument of being the GOAT for everything that he's done and all the numbers it has. But when you look at the impact of what Michael Jordan and the time he was there, everybody wanted to be like Mike. You know what I mean? Look at his accolades and things like that. But he didn't play 20-some years. So you can there's a debate there. Mm-hmm. There is no debate right now when it comes to greatest quarterback or football player all time. In my opinion, you have to do more. And right now, Tom stands by himself, period.
Time for the most entertaining play of the game, which is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Any suggestions?
The most entertaining play?
The coin flip.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, I agree with you, Curtis.
Hey, the touchdown pass wasn't bad.
Well, it was a 2-yard pass.
I would say the
touchdown pass.
Can we have
one that was called back? I mean, the
that one on the sideline?
The sideline throw?
Laser beam.
Which was your favorite sack? There were nine.
Yeah, maybe that's
first throw of the game, Drake made a hooper.
I like when the NFL receiver doesn't realize that he has to stay in bounds at all times.
Yeah, that's stay in bounds.
Schooler one.
I think Mother Nature had the best, most entertaining play. It was nice weather in November in Chicago. My vote goes to Mother Nature.
I thought you were going to be more excited about this Patriots team this morning. A little cold water from Taiwan this morning, but maybe we need that.
He's keeping it a buck.
Yeah, he's keeping it real.
Yes. And, Gerard is my man. I'm gonna be real, give him a hard time. Look, when I was playing, I didn't play well. They gave me a hard time. No excuses. But I'm giving them the kudos. But I'm just like, I would like to see that versus a better team. And hey, I mean, it comes with the territory. We on this side now, Wiggy. You know how it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been there. You play bad, you get talked about.
Yep, it's nature of the beast.
Plain and simple.
All right, hey. Kyla. Thank you for taking the time.
Guys.
All right, we will talk to you soon. You know who else keeps it real? Chris Curtis.
That was my favorite. Do we have that? I'm saving that for us. This was the whitest comment ever, which is saying something.
He's keeping it real.
He's keeping it real.
He's keeping it real.
He was keeping it real.
Ty, what do you think about
dogs? They're eating the cats. They're keeping it real. Can you please play that? No, just to keep it real. I want to hear the keep it real again. He's keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, he's keeping it real.
But Greg,
no cap.
We saved that too.
Keeping it real at a Beyonce dance party. Yeah. No cap.
Yeah, you have to throw a no cap in there. But if he wins three in a row and a total of four, don't you think there'll be some national people that will start to say the conversation?
Well, I think you have to give it to him. Yes. I mean, 100%.
But that's already started.
Yeah,
Wiggs.
People already try to put that comparison between the two. It's already.
No cap. I'm talking about the GOAT. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Right. I think Patrick Mahomes has to win six Super Bowls. Tom Brady won six Super Bowls.
All right, so
he did it with two different teams.
Seven.
No cap.
Let's not lose him one. He won six here.
But what six here, one with the Buccaneers.
Right.
Like that, is Mahomes going to go do it with a different team?
No, but what I'm saying, if Mahomes wins this year, that's a three-peat. No quarterback has done that. He'll have four. You don't think national people will be like, oh, Mahomes right now is kind of – solidified himself as the GOAT?
Where Mahomes is, Wiggs, is his competition, his equals, no longer play. There's nobody that is a contemporary of Patrick Mahomes that is in the same paragraph, on the same page, in the same book.
Right.
So he's going after Tom, which is why they have Tom in the booth on Fox, because you're right, if they win this year, he'll be ahead of Tom Brady's path in terms of his career arc at 29, and he'll have done something Brady never did, which is win three straight. Yeah. So that'll be the game in New Orleans. Patrick Mahomes, he will be competing against an NFC team, but the guy he's chasing will be in the booth.
Yeah, he's keeping it real. All right. That's Ty Law. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Too much energy.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins take down the Rams in L.A. Final score 23-15. Tua completed 20 of 28 passes for 207 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Celtics have the Hawks in town tonight, and Jason Tatum's ankle injury, it may be worse than we expected. He's listed as questionable for this evening. Al Horford and Jaden Springer are also questionable for this one. And the Bruins are on the road to take on the Blues in St. Louis. Puck drop is at 8. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 49 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, 55.
No cap. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.